Let's talk to the DUP MLA, Peter Weir, and the SDLP MLA, John Dallet. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Peter Weir, how long was this flag up for?
Well, it's believed probably about 10 or 20 minutes, but that's not really the point. I mean, there was swift reaction from the Stormont employees who tried to nip this in the bud in that regard. But this was the second incident in 2 days. The previous day, there had been interference with the union flag whenever it had been put up. It was a designated flying day. And then, clearly, what it was a premeditated stunt, because people clearly came in with the two flags in with them. This isn't just some spur-of-the-moment decision. And I think the actions, it was a provocative and irresponsible stunt by those involved.
You sound quite angry about it.
Well, I think this is something that does need to be investigated. I mean, at a time whenever there are wider political difficulties, I think it's something that's very irresponsible with the people involved. Whether it's done as a political statement, whether it's done as a stunt, you know, that will obviously come out in any investigation. But obviously the police, there's been a complaint to the police are involved, but there's also issues around if these were people that were working on the roof, whether there's any degree of breach of contract. Also, I think it also goes to the issue of security of the building. This is an area which is supposed to be very restricted. And again, if people can bring large flags onto the roof, you know, what else could be done? I think this does need investigated.
Does it need investigated, John Dallet?
Certainly not. I mean, we are already the laughing stock of Western Europe for our inability to get on with the work. And to be talking now about police time and investigations and costs of inquiries into a flag that flew for 10 minutes on the roof of Stormont's nonsense. To be honest, I'd be more concerned that the roof doesn't leak after the millions of pounds that have been spent on it.
Well, Peter Weir feels this is a very provocative action and he feels quite angry about it. Is he not within his rights to feel that way?
Well, to be honest, I lost no sleep about it, and flags have been put outside my house on several occasions. And again, people will play pranks, but you know, Stormont already spends a lot of money keeping a security man on the first floor to make sure that football scars are not put around Craig Avon's neck. So let's not carry this on to another ridiculous level. Let's get on with it. There's a crisis there which needs to be sorted out. And I would hope Peter and the rest of them are directing attention to that rather than being allowed to be diverted to this nonsense.
You're getting carried away, Peter Weir.
Well, with respect on it, there's a crisis there. It's a crisis caused by John's party and Sinn Féin, because their blockage of welfare reform is leaving potentially hundreds of millions of pounds of a gap in the budget. So, but I'm also a little bit surprised that John, who I presume claims a degree of allegiance to the Irish Tricolour, is so happy, indeed, that seems so blasé about the fact that flag itself. I mean, if I was an Irish nationalist, I'd be concerned about the abuse even of that flag, because it's not treating it with a great deal of respect if it's using a stunt. And I think that across the board, either unionists or nationalists, people shouldn't abuse that situation. There are real issues. I mean, we saw a situation where previously, in terms of security, we had the Michael Stone incident. And again, if there's no checks, for instance, on what is supposed to be quite a restricted area of what people can bring onto it, you know, are we risking a more serious incident in that regard? And clearly this was designed to put two fingers up to the unionist community and to be provocative. And I think, you know, quite frankly, the attitude of John Dallet and others, you know, in terms of nationalist politician, appalls me in relation to this. This is not being treated seriously by them. But
this is a point, and I'm going to put it to you both, but I'll start with you, Mr. Weir. There will be people listening this morning saying, you know, this is being used as an excuse not to deal with the real issues happening at Stormont.
With respect, we spent yesterday, and indeed we spent the last number of days, my party leader has indeed come back to work after a heart attack to actually try and sort out this issue.
But there's still no solution. And today we're talking about a flag that flew for 10 minutes. And we heard people in Kevin's report that didn't seem overly bothered.
We are dealing with the key issues in relation. Issues which I have to say, a crisis which has been provoked up by Sinn Féin, the SDLP and the Green Party because of their irresponsible attitude towards the budget and their irresponsible attitude towards welfare reform.
Okay, let's let John Dallet respond to that. You're irresponsible.
Well, I don't need any lectures from Peter Weir. Peter should realise, and so should Arlene Foster, that they're just one of five parties there. And until we all sit down together, remember Peter and his friends in Sinn Féin voted down 42 amendments by the SDLP, which would have resolved this problem. Let's get back and look at those amendments. Let's sort the problem out.
The bill is gone, John. The bill is gone, John. You've killed the bill. It's not in the position even to be brought back on that basis. That's the level of the crisis. This isn't a question of you can bring in a few amendments at this stage, John. You've killed the bill. You've left an enormous hole in the budgets and everybody else, a whole large number of vulnerable people will be suffering as a result of your irresponsible actions.
Just on a final point, Peter Weir, what is going to happen now with welfare reform? Is there talks happening today?
Well, there are talks, there are ongoing talks. There have been ongoing talks this week and they'll be continuing, but it seems very clear that there's got to be intervention.
Are there talks today?
Well, I'm not... the party leader and others are involved within those. The details of discussions, things are ongoing. I don't know the timetable for today because I'm involved with other educational issues today on it, but there are ongoing talks. We're doing all that we can to try and resolve this issue, but we've been plunged into a crisis.
Do you know if there's talks today, John Dollett?
I have no idea. My party has been standing on the sidelines.
This doesn't exactly go to instill on both sides a great deal of confidence to people listening this morning. You are both talking about how important it is to sort welfare reform, but neither of you can tell our listeners this morning whether or not the politicians are actually even going to be talking about it today.
Well, the DUP and Sinn Féin are the two main parties there. We have been there all along. We're there today again, if we're called. My understanding is that there's very little happening. And Peter talks about killing a bill. There was 4,000 people killed over 30 years because unions behaved in an irresponsible fashion. Don't let us create another political vacuum and give the paramilitaries another opportunity to do that again.
Are you seriously claiming that some of the unions are responsible for all the deaths and the troubles? I think that's an appalling statement to come out with.
Well, you may think it's appalling, but I'm long enough and old enough, Peter, to know how unions behave in the bad.
Okay.
Last, they spent their time arguing over flags when they should actually be making peace.
And I think he's trying to wash responsibility from anyone else in relation and simply blame unions. I think that is a disgraceful and disgusting statement by Mr. Dollett. And I think I would hope he'd have the good sense to retract it.
Will you be retracting it, John Dollett?
The days when I retract statements for the sake of Peter Weir are long over. Let's get on with it. Let's try and make this place work.
Thank you very much, both of you, for joining us this morning. That's the DUP MLA Peter Weir and the SDLP MLA John Dollett speaking there.